Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 7, verse 22 and verse 23. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Strong words here. What do we notice? We notice that Jesus is the judge. The listeners contemporary with Jesus would have expected God to be the judge, but he is acting as judge here. Many will say to me, and I will tell them plainly, oh, I never knew you, away from me. Jesus is the authority. If we're claiming to follow him, we're claiming to be his disciples, then we are saying we're prepared, we're content for him to judge us, and we can be content with that. We can be at peace with his judgment because he is merciful. But then there's also the call to live up to what we claim. Now, Jesus is not expecting perfection. He certainly tells us we should be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, but as we studied that earlier, it's about being mature. So we're aiming at Christ-likeness. And I think that may be the point here, is what is our aim? It seems to me most likely that these people's aim was to be spectacular, was to be proving themselves in some way, and they missed the point. The point is not about proving ourselves. It's not about proving ourselves to be particularly strong in some area of spirituality. The point is to enjoy our relationship with God, to celebrate the grace that's been given to us, and to share that with other people, by the way we live and by what we say. Perhaps the devotional thought today is to make sure that as we pray, that we're asking God to fill us with a gratitude for his presence with us, and his love for us, his acceptance of us, and ask him to let that gratitude flow out of the way, in the way we live today, and in the way we treat other people, such that they will come to know our great God. Let's pray about this today. Let us overflow with gratitude for Christ. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.